Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven, non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's Radio 15 for 15% off today.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Yeah, there should be some passion. This doesn't have to be boring.
Hey, one thing the game needs is more people like you.
Still have grown men run around tight pants.
It's Mookie Betts.
Daniel Bard.
Steve Aoki.
Jared Salt Lamakia.
This is Brock Holt.
Hey, this is John Lester.
Baseball.
Baseball isn't boring.
Welcome to Baseball Isn't Boring. Here's your host, Rob Radford.
Since, having surgery and going down.
I'm not going to say they've been great, because I'd rather be out there, helping the team win games. But considering everything that's happened, I'm in a good headspace and, just focused on making it a healthy comeback and, progressing every day in whatever fashion it is and trying to fill my time and get better any way that I can.
What's the prognosis at this point? Have you heard anything? You have any idea about a timeline?
I've heard different amount of months. I haven't heard anything over a year though. So as of right now, our goal is opening day next year. So just gonna take it slow. Gonna spend the winter in Fort Myers rehabbing. And until then, just try to stay in a positive mindset. I know there's a lot of healing that's done, outside of the training table. So I think just trying to take it one day at a time, be positive and, maintain a good headspace is going to be important as well.
What were the day it happened and a couple days after that like for you?
Yeah, just, a lot of anger, a lot of frustration. I had a lot of goals for myself this year that I'm not going to be able to accomplish. So back to the drawing board. I'll have a full off season to recover, get back to, the caliber of player I hope on being, and let's try to attack it next year. But it was frustrating, just thinking about how everything's unfolded and how I wanted to contribute, but onward. But I think all things considered, I'm doing a little better now than I was a couple of days after the surgery, for sure.
This is obviously a very serious injury, worse than a torn ACL and other knee injuries. Do you have some assurance that you will make it back, other than your, determination from a medical standpoint? That they said, not everybody comes back from this, or are they confident that you can return and have a good career going forward?
No, they're very confident. Yeah, I talked to my surgeon, and he said that per the injury, it was almost the best case scenario, just with how everything almost completely detached. I think once you're dealing with having to mend back tendons together, you know, you're dealing with microfibers, but, you know, to have a complete, you know, rupture is almost the best case scenario. So they said that I'm going to make a full recovery. I can't relate it to like an ACL surgery. It's, you know, different timelines and range of motion guidelines. But I think, yeah, I'm pretty confident in, you know, our staff that they're going to get me back to, you know, playing at the level I need to be. But yeah, as of right now, there's no hesitancy about, you know, making a return to full recovery.
When you landed on that foot, did you know immediately it was pretty serious?
Yeah, I didn't know what had happened, or specifically like, oh yeah, like I've had this injury before, this is what it's going to take. But I knew something happened. I didn't even really want to move from that laying down position. I just asked our trainer to get me a cart. I knew something wasn't normal, so I tried to stay calm, but I knew, you know, it was pretty severe, considering, you know, the options. But yeah, it was painful. It was, you know, uncomfortable. But yeah, I had known pretty much immediately. Felt like, you know, somebody hit me with a sledgehammer as I was running by, so I felt like that wasn't, you know, ideal.
How can you best describe the mental challenge with all this, not being present all the time, not being able to play?
Yeah, there's definitely, you know, a lot of mental obstacles to go through, but just like I was preparing for games before, studying pitchers, you know, the other team, you know, our own team, I do it for my day now, just trying to see what around my physical therapy times I can integrate other things that are going to help me get better. So I'm just focused on that, and I think, you know, filling my time up as wisely as possible, understanding that what I do today is going to impact me 8 months from now, has been my mindset. And yeah, I think, you know, I've been doing that so far, so mentally I'm in a really good space.
And attacking the rehab, have they indicated in any way if you are ahead of schedule?
Right on it. Yeah, I think that's the challenge with this particular injury, is the range of motion, particularly compared to ACL. You know, you got to get it back as fast as possible. With this one, there's a little more guideline with it, just to ensure that the healing is complete. But yeah, they've been telling me I'm right on pace. We don't want to go ahead, but we also don't want to be playing catch up either. So I'm right on schedule. I think I'm 30 days out. So yeah, it's looking good so far.
Have you talked to anybody that's gone through this, even outside of baseball, maybe a football player or anybody that's had this?
I know most recently Edwin Diaz had this injury during the celebration. But one player in particular who's reached out to me is Gary Richards, who actually got hurt here, and, you know, he's been a big help to me mentally, walking me through everything that I was going to feel and stuff. So I'm really grateful for him and his messages, his kind words to me. You know, he's been awesome in this, because he had a similar injury right here at Fenway almost 10 years ago. So I've been keeping up with him, and he's been asking about my progress. So he's the only other one that I know. But yeah, I think he's been a big help to me.
You talk about the mental side of this and the importance of that. Did you learn anything from, you know, last year going through this about how important that part of it is?
Yeah, definitely. I think, you know, this is a completely different injury in terms of, like, timeline. Last year, I was day-to-day, every single day, you know, ready to go, which was almost, in a way, more mentally frustrating, just feeling like I was going to feel good every single day, coming to the yard, you know, wanting to swing a bat and wanting to hit, and then it not happening. But at least now I kind of know what I'm getting myself into. Mentally, I have a timeline. You know, we have checkpoints that we want to get to and stuff. So I think this process is going to be a little more mentally easing than last year. Still physically, though, that's going to be, you know, the toughest thing that I've gone through so far in my career.
You're going to be doing your rehab work here until you go down to Fort Myers?
Yeah, I have a couple more post-op appointments with my doctor all the way through the end of June. And then we're going to decide at what point we wanted to go down to Fort Myers and begin that process. I think once I could do a little more activity, whether it's walking or even some light running or some type of Alter G activity, at that point, you know, we would be more inclined to go down there. But for right now, I'll be here in Boston at least till the end of this month, and then we'll keep, you know, going on by a month by month basis. But yeah, I'll spend the winter down in Fort Myers.
Is it tough to watch games?
It's tough, but I still do it. Yeah, absolutely. You know, if the team's doing well, I want to be out there and having fun. And if things aren't going our way, then I want to be out there to help. So I think that's what, you know, gets you respect amongst the guys, is being out there and posting games and, you know, being available. So I think it's in that aspect. But, you know, seeing everybody as of late, you know, not playing as well, ready to right this ship, you know, it's tough, but now I'm still sticking it out. I'm with them every single step of the way, and we're in this together no matter what, and they have my back. I've been feeling their support, so I feel like I have to watch the games, you know, just making sure everybody's, you know, doing the right things.
You had a fairly long period last year when you were on the IL, obviously two completely unrelated injuries, but, like, you know, how tough has this whole period been for you? I mean, you're a baseball guy, playing this your whole life, to not have the chance to play the games as much as you'd like.
Absolutely. I'm living my worst nightmare right now. This is, you know, the worst case scenario for any type of player, to go through a recovery that's, you know, double digits months long. But going through it now, I feel like I'm going to be better as a consequence of it. And it's just part of the game. It's part of running hard down the line. It's part of just playing the game, you know, how you feel like it should be. And I wouldn't have changed anything about it. That was just a move that I've done thousands of times. So I can't say I would have done anything differently, or I don't have any regrets about it. So it's just onward from here, I guess.
Attention, sports enthusiasts. Keep the adrenaline pumping and elevate your game day with Chumba Casino. It's completely free to play. No purchase necessary. Whether you're cheering from the stands, on the move, or relaxing at home, Chumba Casino brings the thrill of social casino directly to your fingertips. Experience the ultimate social casino adventure with reels of casino-style games, offering hundreds of exciting options to choose from and fresh new releases every week. There's always something new and thrilling to explore. From action-packed social slots and classic blackjack to engaging bingo and solitaire, the fun never stops. Plus, enjoy generous daily login bonuses and a fantastic free welcome bonus to kickstart your social gaming journey. Dive into the excitement. Discover a world where you can play for your chance to redeem some serious prizes and have a blast along the way. Don't miss out. What are you waiting for? Join now and immerse yourself in nonstop fun and adventure with Chumba Casino. Get in on the action today at ChumbaCasino.com and make every day a Chumba day. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus TNC supply.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app, and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Like day-to-day schedule for you, obviously getting some kind of treatment, I assume, but nothing major yet. Like, what's that like day-to-day
yeah,
right now?
Yeah, lots of treatment. I can do everything as long as I respect my range of motion guidelines, pretty much, which is keeping it almost straight. So a lot of hip exercises, a lot of light walking with my crutches, a little bit of bending. Now that I'm at the month point, we're starting to bend it more and more. But up to now, it's just been emphasizing, you know, keeping it straight, keeping it locked out, making sure that everything heals the right way. That's what my surgeon told me was going to be most important, was the first 2 months, making sure that everything mends correctly. So I think we've been trying to push the envelope, making sure that I don't lose too much muscle in my quad, but at the same time making sure that it heals has been the balance we've been challenging.
And just given you obviously are so like in tune with your body and kind of all the exercises you would have done like leading up to this, is it one, I guess, like more frustrating that it happened because you have tried to be so on top of that, and two, like you can't do any as much right now, so that must be kind of like you can't do a little bit?
It's a great question, you know, because it's like I feel like I do a lot to try to prevent something like this, but at the same time I did everything that I could to not, so it is frustrating, but I don't feel like I could have done more, so it's like it is what it is kind of thing. I mean, I feel like I've done a lot to try to prevent something like this, so it's frustrating for sure.
When do you get rid of the crutches?
Hopefully in about 2 weeks. I think I'll ditch them. I'm starting to put more and more pressure on it. Standing's becoming easier. Learning, part of my therapy is like weight shifting, like seeing how much I can put on this, calf raises and stuff. Really starting from square zero. I remember there was about a weak point where I was like looking at my quad, trying to tell it to contract, and it wasn't. So just getting the nervous system back intact as well, you know. So it's a long process, but you know, I think I'm attacking it well.
This happened before you hit the bag, right?
Step before. I mean, I looked at the video and I was like, obviously I didn't mean to kick Ty France. You know, that's something that playing first base I'd never do. So my foot slipped on that step before. I think I went to a range of motion I wasn't comfortable with. And yeah, I never came down. Tried to catch myself with that foot after the step up, after the bag. And just didn't. So
follow Baseballs and Boring in the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Grilling season is in full swing, and Whole Foods Market has the essentials to make summer meals simple, flavorful, and affordable. With great everyday prices across the store, it's easy to build a crowd-pleasing spread without sacrificing quality. The 365 by Whole Foods Market brand offers a wide selection of grilling favorites, like no antibiotics ever chicken thighs, ground beef, wild-caught salmon burgers, and uncured hot dogs. There are also plenty of sides to choose from, including organic salad kits, kettle cooked chips, tortilla chips, and bold zesty salsas. For toppings and marinades, look for organic condiments like no sugar added ketchup and yellow mustard, plus spice rubs and sauces to bring extra flavor. To round things out, pick up sparkling water, organic lemonade, and pints of ice cream, plus organic cake cones for an easy summer dessert. There are so many ways to save on summer grilling favorites at Whole Foods Market.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today. and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.